Hello, all you incredible listeners and supporters of WEMU. My name is Kevin Leeser, and I'm a Democrat running for the seat of Ann Arbor City Council in the 5th Ward. I'm really looking forward to taking these next few minutes to introduce myself to you, and I'd really like to thank WEMU and David Fair for putting this whole thing together. So my wife and I moved here from Chicago about 12 years ago. We found a little house on the Old West Side, and we've lived in the same one ever since. We live on 7th Street, which is a road that carries a lot of north-south traffic, which was never much of a concern for my wife and I until we had kids. Now we have two young ones, a 3.5-year-old and a 6.5-year-old, and our family and our neighbors are now faced with the dangerous reality that our children are growing up and playing near a road that is simply handling more through traffic than it was designed for, and it's traveling at a rate of speed that's simply not sustainable. Today, there are over 20 children that live between Liberty and Washington along that little strip of 7th. So we're not the only parents that have chosen to raise kids in this part of town. A few years ago, in an effort to assure safety of the kids that walk to Slauson Middle School and those who play in Waterworks Park, I got the speed limit reduced on 7th to 25 miles per hour in that little strip right by Waterworks Park. And the city was kind enough to provide a mid-street crosswalk at our request. Well, don't get me wrong, I don't think 7th Street is the only problem area in Ann Arbor. But vehicle speeds, along with distracted and aggressive driving, is increasing the risk to pedestrians, cyclists, and other drivers all over town, to the point where I consider this a public health issue that needs to be addressed like one. I'm a registered nurse. I work on the ICU step-down unit at University of Michigan Hospital, and the amount of carnage that I witness on that unit is it's pretty startling. And when you hear about a fatality, that's one thing. But what we see are traumatic brain injuries and lifelong injuries that these bicyclists and pedestrians and their family members have to endure for years after these accidents. So that's why I consider this a public health issue that needs to be addressed at a city level. I ride my bicycle to work every day, even in the winter, and my commute takes me across the entire downtown region. As a biker, I get to observe a lot more than the typical driver does. I see why the safety issues are not being addressed, and I see a ton of potential for engineering some low-cost, experimental, protected bike lanes. The goals of Vision Zero are purely common sense put into words. Of course, no one should be getting hit by cars. What I want to see is Ann Arbor setting the standard for pedestrian and bike safety, not trailing behind or trying to figure out how to do it by reading other people's manuals. I've lived all over the place. Chicago, Los Angeles, Grand Rapids, Detroit, Philadelphia, Hazel Park, Hamtramck, to Hoboken. And my career as a documentary filmmaker has taken me all over the world. I've finally settled down in this town that I love, and I feel like I can put all these urban experiences and observations to work for all of us. A few more issues I want to cover before I run out of time. The deer call, I just feel like it was rushed, and it wasn't really an important issue, maybe for some people because their vegetables were getting eaten. But at this point, we have to make sure our citizens are safe from vehicles. None of these people that were killed or injured are being hit by deer. They're being hit by cars. Even the mayor agrees that another $110,000 is too much to spend on this deer problem. There's so much more to say, but I'd like to invite you to my website at kev4council.com, and I'd really like to thank WEMU for putting this together.